And now back to the number one radio show for more than 25 years and counting. Good Lord, how bad are all of the other shows? This is Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
A couple of follow-up emails, RED@radradio.com. First one from Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Billy Joel's on tour. His big CBS special last weekend. Replaying it Friday. It's on Paramount Plus. This all matters because it's still on Brandon's bucket list to see him live. Dawn's husband and I are going in November to Vegas. We're dragging the broads with us, even though they could care less.
Lucky.
And Dawn made her dumb joke that everybody's going to be blue-haired in the audience. And I said, well, that's provably untrue. You know, we actually work in the industry. I have access to. And Angela wrote in to say, my 17-year-old son is a huge Billy Joel fan. His music is timeless. By the way, Dawn, if you like Garth Brooks, which you're kind of right?
No, I do like Garth, but I did not like Garth Brooks back in the day when he came out. And so that old me can come out sometimes. But no, of course, he's amazing, and I do like him.
Just an FYI, she says, Billy Joel wrote one of his best songs, Shameless.
Yeah. Oh,
Billy Joel's written a ton of songs that other artists have done that are amazing.
I love that song by Garth Brooks. So when I heard, because I'm going deeper and deeper into Billy Joel's catalog and everything, and I had no idea that he was the original writer and singer of that song, and it's just so freaking good. Like, Billy Joel's is better than Garth Brooks.
So thank you so much. But see, Garth Brooks sings it. Like, I'm glad she's telling me that that's great. Wow, yeah. Billy Joel can write great songs. But Garth Brooks is the one that sings it. Well, right? It's not Billy Joel singing it. Yeah, I don't know how that would make me like Billy Joel more.
Billy Joel does sing it. He performed it. It's not like he wrote the song and gave it to Garth Brooks.
Right, he did both. Right, yeah. He does perform. I don't know that he'll perform it the night we see him, but he does have a recorded version of it, which is incredible.
It's great.
And you're right, Brandon. It is better than the Garth Brooks version.
Well, Garth Brooks pretty much copied and pasted it. He didn't do too much different with it. It gave it a little bit more of a country feel, but Billy Joel's way better.
Do you guys understand where I could appreciate you saying that because you're fans of Billy Joel? I'm probably not going to think that. I'm not going to sit there and go, whoa, this is better than Garth Brooks.
In the end, and this goes all ways. None of us are definitely going to care. Right. Love what you love. Yeah. We love what we love. This is just for fun for most of us. And then there's Kyle, who has to make his snide remarks. Like, remember we had Brianna wrote in and said that she's a year older than Kyle, and she was raised right by her mom, and she loves Billy Joel. And of course, Kyle's like, ask because your mom's old.
Yeah.
Okay, now we got the back and forth going. Brianna wrote in and said, because your mom was 17?
She was.
When she had you, right?
Correct.
Brianna says, silly Kyle, my mom had me younger than your mom had you.
She didn't mention an age.
She's super young and hip. She just knows good music. Enjoy your next Kiss concert.
There's this response to you. I love that.
See, I thought your response was going to be rather to just call her mom a slut.
Yeah. Oh, now that too. I mean. Things in life are free.
We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees. I like that. That's good too.
Yeah, that is.
Ho for show. Check your best guess and estimate. The calculation in Rav Shara's change. With Rav Shara's
change. What I want. With Rav Shara's change. Dollar 18 to Win Rob's Change. Hello, Richard.
Morning, Red.
Morning, Dick.
We have had five guesses and five clues. If you have somehow figured out what the hell Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator who is writing these clues, is talking about, put it into a number. You will win that amount. What is your guess?
$2,020.20.
$2,020.20. Well, that's interesting. Now I'd really like to know what he's thinking.
What the?
Oh, maybe because then things like that happened. Oh, that's interesting. $2,020.20.
You lose.
Oh, man. You all ching ching bao bao.
And I know the answer, and I know the point behind all of these clues, and I almost feel bad for a lot of you because as I read them, I'm like, you've got to be going, what? Huh? So here's the sixth clue. From Michelle for Win Rob's Change. The sixth clue is smoke 'em if you got 'em.
Yeah.
Clue number six is smoke 'em if you got 'em. Put that in with the other five previous clues and see if you can figure out where the hell she's headed.
Is it a smoke UM, like or EM?
It is written EM. Okay. Whether or not that matters, That's how she wrote it in her clues. By the way, there is the second chance to win Rob's change. You have the social media app Circles with an S, which you can download for free in the App Store. You can follow your friends and anybody you trust. A lot of people follow all of us for recommendations. There's over 1,500 categories. People can recommend things from movies to things you need for your home, your finances, and everything else. Now, if you're in Circles with an S, what you need to do is you need to send out a group chat to non-Circles users. Go to the homepage. You go down to the messages tab. It's a little cloud of people talking thing. Okay? you hit that, and you use your contacts to send out a group text to up to 7 of your friends who are not in Circles. And then you use that group chat to chat away. You basically text each other guesses on what the final answer is for WinRom's change. If there's 5 of you in the chat, you each get 5 guesses, but only until Friday night at midnight. And if one of you gets it correct, you will win the amount. Whoever gets closest first, like if you texted today and you were the closest to getting it right or to getting it exactly right, you would also win the amount that's in the Win Rob's Change bucket. All the rules are posted at radradio.com. The reason it's Friday at midnight has nothing to do with Win Rob's Change. It is just to keep reminding you that Friday at midnight is the cutoff for the current WeFunder chance to invest in Circles. A lot of us believe this thing will kill Yelp, that people are tired of the negativity of Yelp, the complete lie that Yelp is, all of the shakedowns that they use, the way that they extort businesses, etc. This is just, hey, I've been there, you know me, you trust me, I like this place. And more people are coming forward and saying, yeah, this is an excellent business model, which is why I've invested a lot of money in it as well. But your last chance will be midnight Friday. So that's also your last chance to get into guess for Win Rob's Change. And then if we don't have a winner for Win Rob's Change on the air by Friday, you just sit around and wait until we get one. Then you know the answer. And then Circles goes back through all, because you have to include in your group chats the Circles buddy. Remember, the Circles buddy, the Husky, and it's easy to Google. He has to be in the group chat because that's how they're going to monitor everybody's guesses as they go. And again, all the details are at radradio.com. To invest in Circles, go to the same place, radradio.com. Click the Circles logo. It takes you to WeFunder. You can read about it and invest there. The next time we will play Win Rob's Change is tomorrow morning at 6:30.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.